الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي خلق الأرض والسماوات وجعل القمر فيهن نورا والشمس سراجا، والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، بعثه الله نبيًا ورسولًا وبشيرًا ونظيرًا وسراجًا منيرًا، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، my brothers in Islam, my brothers in Iman, my brothers, for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu brought us together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us together when we never knew one another, and when we were on our different ways and our different paths, when we were on our separate ways, and how We may have become enemies to one another. We were on our separate ways, strangers to one another. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought us together in Islam. He brought us together with this religion, with Islam, and with this iman that we have in Allah. An iman in the Rusul, in the messengers, and in the last day, and in the books, the angels, and iman in everything that Muhammad ﷺ came with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought us together. وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا. Mankind were not except one nation. The people were not except for one nation upon one religion, upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. فَاخْتَلَفُوا. But then they differed. They differed. And so between Adam alayhi salam, the first man, and between Nuh alayhi salam, the first messenger sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of this earth, then between them, 10 generations, all of them upon Islam and upon the worship of Allah alone. فَاخْتَلَفُوا. But then they differed. They differed. And shirk crept in to the ummah. الشرك وعبادة غير الله, and the worship of others besides Allah, and the غلو of the صالحين, and the people going to extreme in the righteous people. And so الشرك crept in. وما كان الناس إلا أمة واحدة. They were one. They were one. The people were upon one religion, upon one way. But then they differed. Shirk crept in. Worship of others besides Allah crept in. Bid'ah crept in. And they began to worship Allah with other than that which the messenger sent by Allah or the prophet sent by Allah came with. And so shirk crept in. Bid'ah crept in. They began to oppose their prophets and their messengers. And they began to make halal haram and haram halal, like the Jews and the Christians. And they began to follow their desires, their shahawat, like the people of Lut alayhi salam. When they began to go towards men instead of women, when they preferred men over women and they followed their desires, shahawat crept in. فاختلفوا. And so the nations, they differed. وما كان الناس إلا أمة واحدة. The people were upon one way, but they differed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send prophet after prophet after prophet, calling the people back to the worship of Allah alone and to the obedience of Allah, to Allah, and obedience to the prophet that was sent to them. And likewise, that occurred to this ummah, O Muslims. That occurred to this ummah, that when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came because the people had differed. They had differed with those prophets that came before, and the people differed with Musa alayhi salam, the Jews, and even closer to this ummah, the Christians, when they differed and they changed the message of Isa ibn Maryam. فاختلفوا, so they differed. Ash-shirk crept in and they began to worship Isa ibn Maryam, and they began to worship others besides Allah, their rabbi, their priests and their leaders, when they made halal that which was haram, and they made haram that which was halal, and they followed their desires. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to call them back to Sirat al-Mustaqim, to that straight path, that path of the Anbiya before him, the path of the Anbiya and the righteous, that path of Tawheed, and that path of following the Prophet that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Sahaba, those who were with the Prophet of Islam, they accepted the message from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they recognized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alone has the right to be worshipped. Not these idols, not these righteous people, but it is Allah alone that we should worship. And so they became ummatan wahida. That this ummah, this Muslim ummah, was ummatan wahida. It was one nation, united. And that was in the time of the Sahaba and the Salaf of this ummah, those who followed them in their way, the children of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the Atba' al-Tabi'een, those who were close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were the closest, the Sahaba, and then those who were close to them. They were ummatan wahida. فاختلفوا. But then they differed. Those generations that came after, they differed. And they turned away from the religion of the Sahaba and the aqidah of the Sahaba. فاختلفوا. And a shirk crept in again. And then worshipping the righteous people. And bid'ah crept in again. And they began to introduce things into the religion that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come with. And so they opposed the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by inventing and introducing and changing. And they made halal that which Allah made haram. And so they made the spilling of blood of the Muslim halal. They, the Khawarij, they made halal that which is haram. The killing of another Muslim, they made his blood permissible. And they followed from this ummah, they followed their shahawat also, their desires. And they began to turn this to this dunya, when the Sahaba, they made iqbal to the akhirah, and their focus was on the next life. For indeed, from the pillars of iman is that you believe in the last day, that you believe in Jannah and Naar. And their focus was towards that direction. But then حب الدنيا and شهوات crept in. Wake up, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم. That the nations are about to gather around you and summon themselves against you, just like the host summons and calls his guests to come and feast. That the nations, do you not see this, O Muslim? That the nations are gathering, and they have gathered against you, just like guests gather around to feast. أَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. And so the Sahaba, they said, will we be few in number on that day? For indeed we are now أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. We are one nation upon one aqeedah, many in number. So will it be due to the fact that we are small in number that the nations will have the strength to gather around us and to feast upon us? بل أنتم يومئذ كثير. Rather, on that day, you will be many. You will be many in number. Are we not many in number, O Muslims? Are we not many in number, but weak? غثاء. لكنكم غثاء. كغثاء السيل. However, you will be like the scum, and that foam that is upon the ocean, scum upon the ocean. Many in number, but weak. Weak because they turned away, and we turned away, and we allowed a shirk to creep into this ummah. And we allowed bid'ah and innovation to come into this religion. And we allowed those who changed and made halal that which is haram. We allowed this. And we followed the shahawat, and we turned to this dunya. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Oh you who believe, إن تنصروا الله, if you aid Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you. If you aid Allah, how do you aid Allah? By you practicing your religion, by you learning your religion, by you acting upon that. Not just that you attend a Jum'ah once a week. Many in number. Look at all the masajid. Full on a Jum'ah. But where are these numbers throughout the rest of the week? Yani that we only know the house of Allah on Jum'ah. And that which you learn, where is the action? Where is the action? For indeed, ayyuha al-ikhwa, the aid of Allah will not come up until we aid Allah, and that is by us making iqbal towards our religion, learning it, practicing it, and then calling to the deen of Allah, giving da'wah to the deen of Allah. Yansurkum. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid us. If we want the aid of Allah, and we want that we stop the nations from feasting upon us, and the aid of Allah will not come up until we do this. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله على فضله وإحسانه وأشكره على توفيقه وامتنانه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد So when the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he mentioned that we will be many in number when this will occur when the nations will gather And they will gather around and feast from the Muslims and they will be weak. He said, يَنْزِعُ اللَّهُ الْمُحَابَةَ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take out the fear. He will take out the fear from the hearts of your enemies. وَيَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنْ And he will put in your hearts al-wahan. And so they said, what is wahan? And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, hubb ad-dunya, love of this world, and the life of this world. Wa kirahiyat al-maut, and you will hate death. Even though you hear about it every day, and you hear about it all the time, those around you are dying, and you are reminded every day, but you turn away, and you hate to hear about that, and you turn towards this dunya. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that when you trade in those dealings and transactions, when you buy and you sell, and in that is a hidden form of riba, dealing with interest, and how many there are who don't even hide it. This is the extent. How many there are who don't even hide it. Deal with interest. وَأَخَدْتُمْ أَذْنَابُ الْبَقَرِ And when you hold on to the tails of cows, وَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ And when you are happy with agriculture, يَعْنِ هُبَّ الدُّنْيَا Love for this world and the life of this world. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ And when you abandon jihad, not just that jihad that comes to your mind, jihad of fighting against the kuffar, against the disbelievers. But that jihad, ayyuha al-ikhwa, al-jihad is of levels, 14 levels. The first four of these levels of jihad are against yourself. Four levels of jihad against yourself. How many of us can make that jihad against ourselves? That jihad of seeking knowledge. Jum'ah, once a week, that's enough. And that jihad of then acting upon that knowledge. How many of us here, even in that Jum'ah, we hear, and you have no excuse, because you have heard, and you have heard in a language that you understand. And the jihad of calling, now that you know that you must call those who are close to you, those around you, that you must call them to Islam. And the jihad of sabr, and the jihad of patience upon all of that. So not just that jihad, and those who rush to that jihad, are fighting against the disbelievers, and they say, we are going to fight their enemies and we're going to perform jihad in Syria or in Iraq or other places. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ. Where is the jihad against yourself? Learning, because if you learn your religion, then you would know that it is not permissible to kill innocent people. It is not even permissible for you to kill yourself when these people commit suicide bombings. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions clearly in the Quran. And do not kill yourselves, for indeed Allah is merciful to you. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said about the one who fought bravely with the Muslims, and he said about him, huwa fin nar, he is in the fire. And the Sahaba couldn't understand, how is it that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying about him, who is fighting for the Muslims, fighting bravely, killing many of the enemies of Islam, but yet he's in the fire? Huwa fin nar, he is in the fire. And so when one of the Sahaba, when he went out to follow him, he saw that when he became wounded, he took his sword and killed himself. Haram, not allowed for a Muslim to kill himself. Not allowed to kill innocent people. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and you will abandon jihad. صَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ظُلَّا. Allah will humiliate you. He will send down a humiliation upon you. It is not in the hands of the Jews or the Christians or Muslim. Where is your iman in Allah that you believe that Allah controls the heavens and the earth? No one controls this humiliation except for Allah. He's the one. When we left our religion, when we became pleased with zara, with this hub of the dunya, when we allowed shirk to creep in, bid'ah, that which is not from Islam, and we followed our desires, Allah sent down this humiliation, and Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam how this humiliation will be lifted. Notice, O Muslim, that if you believe in Allah and you believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the cure. The cure is not with you. It is not with me. It is not with anyone else except for Allah. And that which was upon the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا ينزعه, لا ينزعه. Allah will not lift this humiliation. حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم. Up until you return back to your religion. Not that you return. Notice, he didn't say that you return back to politics, or that you return back to demonstrations, or that you return back to extremism and killing in a barbaric manner, and that you kill innocent people. Hatta tarji'u ila dinikum, up until you return back to your religion. And that means, O Muslim, what is your religion? That means that you return back to your religion. What is your religion? Your religion, first and foremostly, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is your religion. This is your religion. First and foremostly, that you worship Allah alone. That you give Him His rights. Worship Him alone. Make dua to Him alone. Call upon Him alone. Pray your 5 daily prayers. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Give the zakat. Make the hajj. These are the rights of Allah. And then give the rights to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that you follow him, and that you don't innovate into this religion, and that you don't come with anything that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come with. And from this religion is that you believe in the last day, and you don't let this hope of the dunya, you don't let the life of this world allow us, we don't let this dunya allow us to continue in this situation, when this wahan that has been thrown into our hearts by Allah, because we prefer this dunya, hubba dunya wa kirahiyatul maut, we love this dunya and we don't ponder upon death and that which is behind death. How busy we are with chasing this dunya. And this dunya has taken us, for indeed, O Muslim, there is a death that you may die before you die. There is a death before death, and that is the death of your hearts. That your hearts are dead before your bodies die. Because this dunya has taken our hearts. Fattakullah ya Muslimun. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة